This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Malta this weekend, according to a U.S. official on Sunday, as the world's two largest economies seek to stabilize troubled relations. Sullivan's meeting with Wang was the latest in a series of high-level discussions between the U.S. Chinese officials that could lay the groundwork for a meeting between President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping later this year. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is on his way home from Russia at the end of a six-day trip that triggered global concerns about a weapons transfer deal. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Kim began his journey back aboard his armored train from Russia's Far East, following a farewell ceremony at a train station, according to Russian media. It was Kim's second summit meeting with Putin. A previous meeting with him took place in Vladivostok in April 2019, 2 months after Kim's high-stakes nuclear diplomacy with the then US President Donald Trump fell apart. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 100,000 refugees from Africa have landed in Italy this year, mainly, or many of them anyway, on the island of Lampedusa, where EU President Ursula von der Leyen and the Italian Prime Minister toured the port there. Von der Leyen promised EU support to stop smugglers from bringing people to the EU illegally.
The most effective measure to counter the smugglers' lies are legal pathways and humanitarian corridors. We will offer migrants real alternatives through this humanitarian admission. This is very important to break the vicious narrative of the smugglers.
This is VOA News. The father of Mahsa Amini was briefly detained on Saturday, human rights groups say, amid a heavy security force presence on the first anniversary of his daughter's death in Iranian police custody that sparked months of anti-government protest. Here's Reuters' Olivia Chan.
State-affiliated media reported arrests of several, quote, counter-revolutionaries and, quote, terrorists across the country. It said security forces had foiled plots to create disturbances around illegal demonstrations. The death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in the custody of the morality police last year for allegedly flouting the Islamic Republic's mandatory dress code triggered months of protests. Iran's official IRNA news agency denied that Amjad Amini was arrested, but it did not say if he was briefly detained or warned. Mahsa Amini's death represented the biggest show of opposition to the authorities in years. Rights group says more than 500 people were killed in the protests, and Iran carried out 7 executions linked to the unrest.
That is Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. In a story on VOA News this weekend, a look at the anti-junta forces in Myanmar. Though they face a common enemy, the military junta, they are divided internally and cannot agree on a common political strategy, according to experts interviewed by VOA. Even so, Michael Martin, an adjunct fellow with the Center for International and Strategic Studies in Washington, says they do have a common goal.
They speak in terms of liberating their homeland. That's the first task. And once they've liberated their homelands, their next objective is to set up a government of their design, of their own choosing.
There is a really in-depth article on our website, voanews.com, which gives some pretty granular detail on this story. 3 British news organizations are reporting that comedian and social influencer Russell Brand has been accused of rape, sexual assault, and abuse based on allegations from 4 women who knew him over a 7-year period at the height of his career. Brand, on social media, denied the allegations.
These allegations pertain to the time when I was working in the mainstream, when I was in the newspapers all the time, when I was in the movies. And as I've written about extensively in my books, I was very, very promiscuous. Now, during that time of promiscuity, the relationships I had were absolutely always consensual.
The Sunday Times, the Times of London, and London's Channel 4 dispatches said Saturday that 1 woman alleged she had been raped, 3 others accused him of sexual assault. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.